You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello, you're listening to Fakeologist Radio. This is Napoleon Wilson. I'm coming live to you on 22/16. It's the 15th of the 12th, 2018. Just wanted to pop in for a chat. Abs always very cordial, like me. Come in here and talk my mind, so I tend to try and do that as often as I can, because I do know that people who come in here don't talk their mind. They don't speak intellectually honest in what they're doing. So yeah, that's what we're up to. I just wanted to draw a couple of similarities between the moon landing and the JFK assassination. And a couple of things that, obviously, this kind of subject has been addressed numerous times in the past, through different types of, what is it, controlling the media, you know, inputting and design on people, et cetera. So what all I was trying to do is emphasize that JFK, was supposedly shot by Lee Harvey Oswald on the 11th of the, or 22nd of the 11th, 1963. And then subsequently since then, we've had lots of different conspiracy theorists and conspiracy theories being let out on the stream. Not just this stream, the entire world. So, the reason I wanted to bring it into play is because, it seems to me that there are some things that that are that far back in history, they are sacrosanct. They're not allowed to be tested. They are, well, basically, you're not allowed to question them. So that's what we're up to. So, the JFK assassination was, it was a big thing. The president of the basically the freedom-loving world, the president that was the one that was, he was trying to battle the Cold War. He was doing lots of affirmative action work, and then all of a sudden he was cut down his prime. And, you know, we had to blame the commies. It was the communists who were to blame. But not only was it the communists to blame, it was one of our own. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. And fortunately, a gangster called Jack Ruby was the guy who got hold of him and managed to shoot him. So that sufficed for a while. The people realised. And there was more of a shake-up, and people started coming out with other theories. Theories that were probably already lined up to be released. I mean, the witnesses that were placed there to give some sort of semblance to a real predicament taking place. So you had lots of different first-name witnesses and people who were known. So that actually rings a few alarm bells there. So that seems to be the second setup of the conspiracy. But the reason being why I'm bringing that up is not because of the conspiracy itself. It's because of it was committed in a land where people are really good. It was committed in a land where I'd say predominantly 99.9% of the people who live in this land are out to look after their fellow human, as well as living alongside, and also trying to jump in on the bandwagon of politics, because it's been forced down the throat for that long. So to see a president who was cut down in his prime and see his wife scrambling on the back of the limousine that he had his head fallen out of, then you're going to get people who are on board from there on who are going to try their best to figure out. Now, the one thing that does imply is that there's going to be some sort of blinkering, because we end up getting to the point now where there's many people, and when I say many, I mean an awful lot of people, who believe that JFK didn't actually die on that day. And there's an awful lot of people who believe that that is just another conspiracy theory added to the numerous conspiracy theories that happened that day. So where do we stop? Where do we draw the line? Where is the point where we say, no, it's farcical, It's all stage play. It's stagecraft. It's done for us, for our specific, well, indulgement, enlightenment. I don't know where it's at. I don't know where it stops in America, I'll be honest with you. I didn't enter this conversation knowing what I was going to say. I just thought I'd pop in a chat. It seems to me that because of the initiatives JFK had started and the affirmative action he'd done, there was numerous campaigns that he had his name behind it, and because he was seen as a TV celebrity president who was with it, then maybe that was the first semblance of controlling the voter via TV screen. I don't know. I really don't know. The one thing that always stuck out with me with Canada is what brought me to Fakeologist in the first place. And that was, read the books about Canada ever since seeing JFK as a young lad, the program, that is, not the president. Ever since seeing, the film JFK, I put it to myself, right, well, everybody said then no one's going to solve this. It's an enigma wrapped in tinfoil put on a Fakeologist's head. You'll never get to the bottom of this. I decided to look into it, and it took me a while. It took me about 19 years. It took me to 2009. And all of a sudden, a phrase that has been uttered for many years in the JFK conspiracy actually hit home and told me exactly what it was. And the phrase that is was that he was a womanizer, but a good man. I've said this before in the past, you can't be both. So, yeah. Now, the reason I brought this up is because the difference between JFK and the moon lands is not that different at all. You've got a president who's supposedly striving for something, cut down in his prime by an insidious act committed by an American citizen. And then all of a sudden you find out that things are attached to this American citizen. So what I'm going to put to you there is, and this is to people listening, if anyone does listen to me, this is Napoleon Wilson, I waffle on my own. I'm not usually wrong, so don't worry. But there's a time when you have to say, right, is this just part of the same kind of facade act charade that was being put on in the past? And it seems it is. And it seems the moon landings are as well. And it also seems that if we do know the moon landings are fake, then most of the stuff to do with the moon landings, we can leave them on their own. When I mean leave them on their own, what I mean is, I'm talking about the laser experiments, which are firing lasers to the moon, supposedly. They supposedly did that before they even got to the moon. So that means that the moon must reflect. So if you can reflect light off light, good on you. Also, eclipses. Now an eclipse as a new moon. And the new moon always displays before the eclipse, before the solar eclipse, which wouldn't happen in a space model, which is what we're being told. So there's another thing. A lot of the things I'm here for today is just the fallacies. I like to address them with people. I like to talk to people. There's not many people coming on at the moment. Not only that, we're getting bogged down in the minutiae of things. For instance, if light does travel the way it's supposed to travel, then in space, without anything to travel off or to excite, and therefore it wouldn't travel as far. So we get left with, how far really is the sun? Now, since the sun gets colder, the closer we get to it, obviously you can see that it doesn't actually emit the rays that they're talking about, because they talk about different rays hitting the atmosphere. Now, if you were to rise up through the atmosphere and the atmosphere is getting thinner, and the sun's getting thinner, then why would that increase towards the point where the sun's shining on the atmosphere where there's actually nothing going on to it? And there's nothing in the atmosphere, and all of a sudden that heats up exponentially as it's coming down to Earth. That is the inverse square law, and it's been reversed. So there's another one there. There's lots of alarm bells for these things, folks. It's not a case of just believing that you live on a flat or ball sphere. What they've done is they've managed to narrow it down to literally that, to a flat or a sphere. Always reminds me of the flatheads and the roundheads of into the air was, so you didn't have deflators in around it. So, there are certain areas of science where things aren't clear, but people seem adamant in trying to prove them. Another thing for this is time. Now, time is not actually tangible, it's not real, it's a made-up thing. And yet it's being used in all departments of science to prove different things. Now, there's no actual evidence of any ice age at all. None at all. We have a few pictures of the Thames being frozen over, which obviously was only 300 years ago, so it's not evidence. There's no evidence of any ice age at all. And when I say that, I'm going out on a limb there. And the reason I'm going out on a limb is because the way they test it is still under, well, it's still experimentation. And the people doing it still say that. So you've got to ask the question. Now, I'm not saying we're at the level of me go out. We're thinking that the Earth is only 300 years old. But if one of the most ancient civilizations is called Egypt or Egypt, and these people were supposedly working with three-dimensional models, and yet they could only work out 2D representations, you know, hieroglyphics. That's quite farcical. And there should be a full language which would have been easy to decipher, easy to replicate and carry on. And it would have been written on a cipher in the wall. Of it, as we know, there was no language written on the pyramids. So we really need to ask ourselves now, what is real and what is fake? Now, we are on fakeologist.com. Stroke Discord, that's where we are. Now, another question, not dinosaurs, not space, not anything like that. The question of, and I'm sorry, Cam, I'm not going to pop you, darling. I really mean it, I'm not going to pop you. But the question of Cam's ball model, looking at the moon, and this is the main thing I wanted to get across, is if we're unsure that men have landed on the moon, if we're unsure that optics work in a vacuum with nothing to excite the light travelling through it, and how far do we know the moon is away? So therefore, it's unreasonable to use the moon as... But no, you can use it. Sorry, it's not unreasonable. Not unreasonable at all. You can use it to identify something. But I don't think that would emulate on a ball or a flat plane to what you were looking at. So I'm just putting out there, and I'm being nice there. I really don't think that really matters there. But nevertheless, thank you for trying. Now, if you did want to do an experiment to work out if you were in a flat plane or a ball, that wouldn't be hard. There's lots of people in here who've come up with experiments in the past, so I'm sure people would definitely come in and put a little experiment, and we can go through it in our head. It's very easy. You can do a thought experiment just to work out certain things. So everybody in here is willing of that. Now, first, that was it. That was meant to be a 5-minute chat, then it turned into a 10-minute Ian rant. And it wasn't meant for anything apart from just saying, let's move on. Now, the reason I'm saying let's move on is because the legitimate answer to any of this is I'm not actually sure what I live on at the moment. Right? Until we're able to send something up really high, or until we're able to come up with a magical optical lens that we'll see across the ocean, both sides are screwed. All we can say is that gravity was made up, and it was made up, and it was fine-tuned, and it was the be-all end of this sphere was the main thing. There was no way on earth that the magicians were ever going to come up with anything less than spherical. And that is not by looking at the heavens, that the spherical Earth came far, far, far earlier than there was telescopes. The Earth was planned to be a sphere before, I think it was 240 years for the first proper telescope, so there you go. Now, the Globus Crucis also has a cross above it, which actually represents and visually represents the ISS space station. So there's plenty of people in here now who know that the ISS is fake. But if you see that the reason they're faking it is not because they want to prove that they're in space, it's more of a symbolic reason, then you actually start to, you know, take take it on board, you see it as what it is. It's a globe with a cross above it, and then when you see the ISS, it's a pretend globe with a cross above it. So there we go. Anyway, what we're going to address now is something from probably about a year and a half ago, and it was when I remember a frequent flyer of channels. I do like listening to him, especially Poncho Pete. I love him, man. And if anyone listens to me or talks to me, I'm called Millennium Falcon. And I always listen to Poncho Pete because I like Poncho Pete. He's a nice lad. So there you go. Now, if you're going to discuss the origin of the ball, then you need to discuss the origin of magic. You need to discuss the origin of, and I'm not going to go all crazy now, and it's all weird stuff, it's Neoplatonism, it's everything. And I'm not going to say I'm a genius, I don't know anything about it, I don't, I'm learning. But the one thing that I am is I'm quite fast. I can see through a ruse, I can see through a psyop. And the globe was the psyop to start. Now, let me just reiterate, I'm going to say one more thing. I'm not flat earther, right? I know water's flat. Okay, that'll do. But if you've got the learned seat of academia, if you've got the most craziest thinkers of all time that have been backed by kings and queens and armies and all these different principalities are backing these thinkers to come up, and not only backing the thinkers, backing the church. The church always got the dues to come up with the spherical earth. And it, seriously, as I say, it is a metaphor. It was never meant as real. It was meant to encompass the globe. Because it was the expanders of their lands. There was no more land, so they closed it off. There's no more land to discover. That does not mean that it's a ball. Okay? It does mean that there is a cycle. Now, as we know, everything's done on a cycle. So why not incorporate the metaphor of the globe as a ball? Seems to know when you got Earth, the Earth turns, does it? The Moon turns, does it? Something turns, cycles. We see the Moon turn. No, unfortunately, we don't see the Moon turn. We've never seen the backside of the Moon. We see other things turning in space. No, we don't. Oh, hang on. Oh, they're not on a limb there now, aren't they? They're putting cycles in for no reason. So, yeah, so this might seem like a waffle, but like I said, it's the psychology.com, and I'm having real, real, real big problems. And there's been other ways I've been having problems as well, because I'm not really a name caller, but I've listened to them. I've listened to a few people in here recently, and there's a way of doing things. But for instance, there's some websites on there that are really reputable. For instance, Clues Forum, it's a wonderful website, but every now and again, they seem to fall into the trap of space or assumptions. And I can understand that, I really can, because at the end of the day, what's the first thing you laugh at ended up being true. That's not going to look good on your resume. So if the first thing you laugh at was flat earth, and then 25 years later, when you're 26, you find out it's true, you're not going to be happy. But there's a comment I put in, and he put, the moon does it help determine what gravity is, or was Newton wrong? So basically, so he's talking about, was Newton wrong? Does gravity determine this, that, and the other? And put a little quote here. Now, how you come up with the Vixen report. It's a wonderful report, it's brilliant. Everything to do with it is amazing. And he's just put up a quote here, and it says, the biggest clue we have about gravity is literally the moon and its relationship to the tides. If that relationship were just an assumption rather than a proven correlation, so we're saying the moon proves the correlation between the tides there, we would have some more difficulty defining what gravity is. It would be very frustrating to take that away from us. Okay. Now, there is actually, even though he's a wonderful fellow and he's very clever, what he's done is there is he's assumed something. Now, he's put the biggest clue we have about gravity is literally the moon and its relationship to the tides. If that relationship were just an assumption rather than a proven correlation, we would have some more difficulty refining gravity as it is. Now, with the tides, you can only prove that the moon affects the tides if you take away the moon. Okay? Okay. So, that's, you're going out on a limb there, mate. But, there's no problem asserting your judgment, because you are a very wise man. But I do refrain from assuming your judgments of some people, because people really will end up believing what you say. Anyway, I'm gonna move on. See, like I said, just coming in for a chat. Hopefully, I'll say this again, hopefully people listen to this. If you don't listen to it live, don't worry, because I don't even care if you put this live, mate. You've been wonderful to me, and you always have been. Right, okay, we're going to scroll back up there. Right, I put a little quote in earlier. Now, the reason I put this in, it wasn't anything particular. It's just sort of Sarah Milne. I've not been paying attention to psychologists for a couple of days. The only reason being is because I was getting cold names in there, and I don't really resort to calling names. I don't think I've ever made a rash decision in the past 10 years, so it wasn't really my cup of tea. But what I did was, it was to do with KM's experiment again. And I'm not flogging a dead horse, KM. Honestly, I'm really not. But to assume, if we've not landed on the moon, right, secret space program permitting, then how do we know where the moon is? Because we're being told light needs a medium to travel, so therefore space would need something for it to light to travel through. You know, going out on a limb, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the details there, but basically, we don't know much. We don't know much from about 100 kilometres up, right? So that's really, really bad. Now, if that experiment you were putting in was from prior to 2008, 2009, not a problem. Okay, I can understand that totally. But if that's an experiment that someone's done after, I'm not going to say after Bart Sibrel, but if it's after someone like Paul Clark, when he came on Fakeologist and did his bogus reentry vehicles, and Simon Hoyt-Colloy and Ab all went into a big diatribe talking to him, then I think we all know that the people, Simon, Ab and Hoyt-Colloy, realised that any measurements done from the Earth literally are only 88 mile predicted. No more, no less. Okay? Now, that's provable, by the way. Anyone out there? Not much more than 88 mile. You can't see much further. And also, that reflects the Gale as well, who didn't know steam was invisible. That's not a problem, my mate. Don't you worry about that. But once we worked out that we had a badass in here called SMJ, who could pretty much, like, you know, time travel and work out shit. Between John Le Bon putting the seed in mid about Cavendish's experiment, and between SMJ confirming that most of the stuff is bullshit, I've been able to identify people who are actually going out on a limb. So I'm not calling you my mate. At the end of the day, geologists, you have to observe some things, but do me a favour, my mate, don't insult me, because I've never really done insults. I can call you a puff and call you a gay lad, but I don't do insults. My leg shakes and I usually punch someone in the mouth, so I can't punch you in the mouth over the internet, so let's be nice to each other for a while. Make more sense. But yeah, so anyway, that's what we're up to. Now, we've had a shooting the other day. I've no idea what the shooting is. I don't do school shootings, don't do anything like that. I'm not actually a conspiracy theorist who looks into shootings and stuff like that, so hopefully this is a fake one, like most in the past. But seems to be a lot of people talking about it. So I'm going to go up to a general now. Okay, I'm gonna freestyle. I hope you can all hear me now. I've just been scrolling through. I can't find anything I was looking for there, so I'm just gonna smoke so I can lean back in chat. Right. Okay. So where are we up to? I'll tell you what we're up to. We're up to a website with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 verified. Only one moderator in at the moment, me, Napoleon Wilson. Which is funny, because Ab gave me moderator status before he even met me, which is wonderful. So, cheers, Ab. If you want to take it away, it's not a problem, to be honest with you. But yeah, we have people who pop it in and out. Now, I think the people who pop in and out are more valuable than the people I say it all the time. And I'm not going to call anybody who comes in and sits here for comedy gold, because we do get comedy gold in fakeologistdiscord.com. We've got a beard, we've got a Zal. Fast Value, Hey Citizen, Matt McColt, Rebooting Christianity, you see, you've been funny recently, Silver Bean, Tryptamine, etc., Zal, and Never Leave You Out. So we do have comedy gold here, but there's comedy gold in the people that just come in and leave comment and disappear, and never get sick of blowing his fucking trumpet, man, I love you to bits, SMJ. That's MJ kicked more ass than you'll ever see in your life. Admittedly, you have to pretty much pull your sleeves up and start reading. Do you know what? At the end of it, you're a wise old owl. You are fucking wiser than you've ever been in your life. You understand the hustle. Now, to ignore the hustle, this is where we're up to. To ignore the hustle and to still identify components of that same system of a hustle, i.e., well, yeah, well, let's just say for argument's sake, I was dishonest. I'm not dishonest, I'm honest. It took me fucking ages to find that word. There you go. Yeah, so I'm not dishonest, I'm honest. But if I knew the tricks behind how the hustle's pulled, then what I could do is I could identify the hustle, and I could also identify a way to make the hustle legitimate, which is what people have done. What you see on here is a contradictory method. What you see on here is people identifying the hustle via the hustle method. And I'm not going to call it the Sean method, because the Sean method is he's going to stand next to you at a bar and he's going to buy you a drink. That's the Sean method. Sean method really should be identify the hustle, right? And then someone come on here, use that hustle to propagate mainstream media, ignore the entire hustle, and then carry it on. And we've seen that a few times in the past couple of weeks. Now, like I say, I don't make decisions under duress or under, you know, while I'm angry or anything like that. So I talk normal most of the time. But if you're able to put together contemporary stroke, quite accurate, I'll say quite the accurate fakepedia, then you should be able to identify the hustle, and that is gravity. You should be able to identify the hustle, that is fossils and dinosaurs. So, without being too informal there, I know we had a good chat. I still like you, man. Don't worry. You are being intellectually dishonest by still adhering to force which literally George Lucas might as well have made up, and monsters that Steven Spielberg might have made up. We're at a passing now where, I'll be honest with you, I don't think a geologist who believes in evolution or a human with observational powers shouldn't be able to argue the point that we're living in a solar system or we're living under some kind of evolution. It's not made sense. There's no sense behind it. The systems behind dating fossils, the systems behind finding fossils, we all know that there's never been one dinosaur found by a civilian. I mean, civilian, come on. A civilian finding a dinosaur? No way. They invented the word dinosaur before they invented the word... Sorry, they found the word... They invented the word dinosaur before they found a dinosaur. You know, that's pretty much exactly the same as relativity, black holes, all these different things. But yeah, I am challenging you, mate, because... No, because you're a bit daft. I'll be honest, you are a bit daft. But in order to give any fakepedia, and I'm being honest now, you got to go any credibility, and seeing as you're the one behind most of it, then you better come out. You're going to have to come out and prove where you stand. Because otherwise, I'm going to ask for that fakepedia to be deleted. You know? It sounds daft, but makes sense. It makes sense to me. I don't really want anyone who's going to look up at the sky and see a rainbow and then, you know, go running towards the end of it. A pot of gold, when really, if you can't make the basic observations, which are, it's light hits your eye. You look up in the sky, it doesn't travel, it hits your eye. You know, you stand on the top of a mountain, the light hits your eye. You know, you're in a plane, the light hits your eye. It's not a measurable thing, it's instantaneous. Excites what it travels through. It's just the way it is. So in order to go out on a limb and say we're living on a flat plane, or there's dinosaurs, or whatever it may be, I'm questioning entire fakeopedia now, pal. I'll be honest with you. That's why I was quiet when you were insulting me. That's why I didn't really pay attention. Because I thought you were doing the good work. Now looking at it now, I'm gonna address everything that you've actually wrote there. Just like I'm gonna have to go over fucking Clues Forum, because most of the stuff there that's attached to its celestial bodies and stuff like that is based on, it's not even based on observation. Observations done from the ground level. Every observation we have, and this, I'll be very honest with you, you can do this on yourself on a 365 day basis. It doesn't take much. Anything you see on these big web pages, you can work out yourself. All they'll do is they'll interact with different celestial bodies and interactions that are going to take place over the, you know, over the time period, and say, oh, how this comet might interact and all these different things, but it doesn't really equate to any kind of, well, excessive information. It doesn't add to what our life experiences, you know. And the fact that there's only about 5 phases of the moon. I mean, it's meant to be a new moon for 5 days. It's not. It's just under 5 days. And then before that, you've got the 6 before and the, I think, 6 after, whatever it may be. And it's the same. It's always the same. And that would not happen. It would never happen in a system where the moon was meant to be, I think it's 400 times further away. 93 million miles away, so supposedly, as to 400 kilometers away. So, you know, no, it doesn't make sense. Traveling through a vacuum, the light never makes sense. The moon's, like I say, the moon's phases don't make sense. So to just rely on that and say, no, this is the moon. The funny thing is if I was examining the moon, the first thing I would have done is examine the phases and why the phases are always the same, being as it's a sphere in the heavens and being lit by a light source, which is 93 millimeter. It should have at least 2 or 3 phases a day. There should be a lot of anomalies accounted in history or recorded in history that are explaining of these things, and we never have them. And the reason we never have them is because the moon is not lit by the sun. And that is blatantly obvious. Yeah. Anyway, this is Pauline Wilson, just on Fakeologist Radio, fakeologist.com. In the chat. I hope someone comes in, says hello. If they don't, that's fine. I'll tell you what, let's revert back. So we're back to JFK. Now, this was a president who set up loads of initiatives to set up nuclear weapons, to have affirmative action, to go to the moon. And only he was shot in the head. Like I was saying earlier, the official story was he was shot in the head by Lee Harvey Oswald. And then later on, Jack Reber, the first guy to ever build his own rocket and go to the moon. I'm sorry, that was Apollo Creed. Anyway, Jack Reber decided to nip in and shoot him. As we all know, that is fake. We've worked out that it's fake. What they're not telling you is the same reason why Bart Sibrel's Astronauts Gone Mad was released. Because they had to stem the flow. It was a controlled burn. They had to make sure that there was a question out there. Instead of having a blatant obvious or a blatant absolute, if you can put the question first, then that usually calms things down. So instead of saying, they never went to the moon, it's faked footage, look at the window picture. What they say is, is it even possible to recreate Earth or low Earth orbit? And obviously it's not, because you're not going to get a rocket up there. Because it doesn't work in space, and nothing works in space. It just goes dark and black, and that's it. Yeah, so that was part of there to discredit. It took a while for people to put on, but it was nice watching people who in the real conspiracy world say, well, how on earth did this gentleman have access to 6 astronauts all at the same time? Didn't they call each other? So we have heard that on a couple of prominent podcasts on Clues Forum, said it a couple of times, Clues Chronicle. Rollo said it a couple of times, John Levon said it a couple of times. And Chris from Oxford has said it before as well. And yes, you're all right. They would be in contact with each other, so it was a setup. Why was it set up? Control burn NASA? Are we saying that by getting rid of NASA, by calling NASA into play, that means that the Earth's flat? Well, a lot of people, a lot of brainy people, a lot of clever people are saying that. Oh, well, by saying that they never went to the moon and NASA's faking it, the Earth must be flat. And I'm not going to contradict anyone there because of it. That's said by someone who I really respect loads. So I'm not going to contradict that at all. But that is exactly what they want us to think. Okay. There's a way of doing things nowadays which seems to be natural consensus. And it's filed there, and usually it's a natural consensus that tips the balance. It's not a case of the free thinkers. The free thinkers usually get pushed to one side or they get extrapolated to an outer circle. And that seems to be where I am at the moment. But nevertheless, Chris from Hoaxbusters, if you're there, mate, I miss you, man. I'd love to hear more of you. I've not heard you in a while, and like to hear you. But yeah, extrapolated. So we've been, some people have been pushed to the outer limits now, and some people are being brought into the outer limits for, brought into the inner limits for what they believe. Now, personally, on a personal basis, and this is exactly what it is, I'm not going any deeper than this. Since I've been listening to Sean, I've been looking up at what Sean's posted in there since what he told me to read, this anyway. I've worked out that there was never a globe proven. Okay? And that's not a case of me going, oh, I know better than you. No, I'm not going better. I'm not saying that to anyone. I'm not saying no better than anyone. I'm saying do a little bit of reading, a little bit of one on one plus two equals two, and you will get to the bottom of this. It's not hard. I put a couple of posts in there that Sean's given me, and it explains the entire thing from start to finish. So in order to carry on clasping gravity, how about that for a Freudian slip? To include gravity as a law nowadays, it's tantamount to the Down syndrome. It really is. It's something that you, if you are a free thinker, you should be able to shake. If you can't shake it, it's not a problem. But please, you're unable to therefore carry on with normal conversations. If you're still working off a ball. And I know Frank said this for years, and he has. We do not incorporate the curve into what we're doing. No one ever does. No one ever did. It was the magicians who made it round. And that's where I am now. Now, don't feel bad. The magicians.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my
dreams, I have a plan. If I could find me a wealthy man. Yeah, well, that's not going to work, is it? Wealthy woman. Seriously, though. People have been entrusted. Sculpture world. Their accolades have been laid on them. These are accolades that you will never achieve. You've had the Nobel Prize. You had poet laureates. We've had all these different people. We've had directors, we've had film stars. These people at Sculpture World. And there was no difference between these people at Sculpture World, whether it's from Tarantino to Spielberg to Denis Villeneuve, who, by the way, is the best director in the world at the moment. Denis Villeneuve. To Michael Brahe, to Copernicus, to Newton, to every one of the fucking bastards' names that you read whenever you look into the universe. None of it is real. Every one of the assumptions or the experiments that was made 300 years ago from the top of a mountain, maybe in Greece, maybe in Brazil. I'm sorry. And there's a few been done in Greenwich, you know, Greenwich Mean Time with the Meridian. That's another funny name, isn't it? The Meridian. But yeah, the people that run, people that mould, the people that sculpt, they don't have to prove it to you, because by the end of it, you'll prove it to yourself, especially if you've got to be a doctor from it. You've got to be a nurse from it. You've got to be a scientist from it. If you've got to be a Brian Cox from it. If you've got a number of things. You see, there's a difference. There always has been a difference between what you believe and what you know. What you know, it's fine. You don't need to be told it. There are things we know. There are no knowns. There are known unknowns. There are unknown unknowns. Which is like, where does Ab Pat? No one knows. Unknown unknown. Nevertheless, let's get to the point where we know that the people who are sculpting society, sculpting the world, coming up with all different laws, whether it's ocean, whether it's ships disappearing over the ocean at 3 miles, and then we bring them back into sight, whether it's people saying they're going to the moon, and you realise they're not going to the moon. It's not done for a reason. Some people will believe this, okay? So I think we have a responsibility to point out bullshit. Now, can bring me back to where we are again. Bullshit. What is bullshit? What is proven? What can we prove? I don't really want to prove anything. I don't think I ever could prove something. I think what I can do is say something's not true. So you can prove that light doesn't travel in a vacuum with nothing to travel through it. Because you can say, well, no, light agitates what you're traveling through. So therefore, if space is a vacuum, light's not going to travel through it. So therefore, that negates the solar system model. Oh, no, Napoleon, what are you going on about? No, it does. It negates it there and then. Same with gravity. Gravity is meant to be, depending on which gravity we're talking about. Let's say the local one. The local one is pulls everything to the centre of the Earth. Fine. So therefore, there should be, curve over lakes. We don't see that. Okay. Now, like I say, I'm not flat earther, but let me use this as an example. Now, let's go back to that shooting in America with kids being shot. I'm not checked out. I don't care. It's not my problem. I stopped checking out conspiracy theories and things like that in 2006, 2005. I'm still going over the things that we've been told are true. So, you can turn your attention to a shooting going on. You can start going on and you're not putting up all pictures. That's fine. That's fine. But to disregard that when there's other bigger things at plan. And by this, I'm talking to you again, Gail. Right? I called you out, man. Your ass fell twice when you were talking about gravity. Now we're back on talking about evolution and stuff. And you're dropping our questions and looking at people being shot in the desert. No, I don't really care. And I never really cared, but I'm at a point now where I'm thinking, is fakeologists now just dropping to the level of some kind of conspiracy blog? Is that what it is? It's in some sort of, aberration or what it, that was a pun, that. But as it's in some sort of aberration of where it was. It used to be, we had Rollo there, fakeology, 911, boom. The mistakes banging out. Now we're getting people coming in saying, I believe 911, this, that, and the other. And then they're able to lie about what they see in the real world. Nah. I don't think it's going to work anymore. I think there needs to be some sort of, level for people come in and just say what they believe, say what they prove, say what they can prove, say what they can't prove. And John, you can prove I drink because I'll send you pictures of me drinking, so don't worry about that. You can prove that anytime. Send me you guy off if you want a picture of me drinking, not a problem, and you can have it. So, yeah. But I don't think I'm spamming by asking these questions. I don't think I'm spamming by asking how does a rocket work in space. I don't think I'm spamming by asking why the moon's phases are always the same. I don't think I'm spamming by asking why Neil Armstrong was the only Mason. But why was the only astronaut that wasn't a Mason? Why was the only astronaut that doesn't have a birth certificate? You know, lots of different things there. Doesn't mean I think people went to the moon. I'm not going to argue that point with anyone. But same with immigration. A lot of idiots on there talking about immigration. Now, funny thing with immigration is they're not immigrating people from a country and then saying, right, when you get there, you better put on some clothes. When you get there, you got to wear clothes. You got to wear clothes. And the people that are being immigrated from places where they already wear clothes, where they already have McDonald's, where they already go cinema, where they already have turmoil, bad politicians, corrupt businessmen, they're a lot. So is it immigration? Really? Is it? Even some cunt from somewhere where he's paying tax, somewhere else where he might earn a little bit more, but he's paying tax? No. Immigration. Immigration is, and I'll be dead honest with you, immigration is a knee-jerk reaction to racism. Right? And the reason being is because most people come to this country, I say England, come to this country wanting to earn. Alright. Their rules are different. Right? after a generation, everyone's back to square one. I proved that by living. No one needed to be, you know, that wasn't an experiment. But immigration seems to be a big thing here. And so the Jews, as far as I'm concerned, they brought in themselves. And the reason they brought in themselves, because they didn't self-police. Because if you've got a lot of people that you're expected to run your group, which the religious group is quite weird. And then all of a sudden, the religious leaders back off and start doing different things, which is what supposedly the religious Jewish leaders did. Then they're not really being religious or Jewish. It's more of a strategic business plan. And that seems to be what Judaism was. They were implied to be fair about that left then. Yeah, the Jews were meant to be the accountants of the new world and basically carry everything on. That doesn't make sense either. Why would you put all your hard-earned cash into the powers of one, you know, one race? Obviously, it's not a race. It's not a religion. It's just a group of people. And yet, this group of people seems to get people attached to them. So now in America, you get people saying, oh, he's not a Jew. He's not a Jew. The Jew, literally, it's like saying he's not a knight. He's not. You know, whatever it may be, it's more of an accolade. It's not anything more or less. The way I identify that, though, and people still don't have a problem with that, I really don't care, you can do what you want, is because if the Jews were the ones who were in charge of everything, then obviously they would be in charge of everything now, and we'd have a totally Jew-run empire. Some people argue for that, some people argue against that, I don't really care. But you can prove that the Jew is just a tool. The Jewish man is just a tool, or the Jewish financier, or the Jewish oligarchy, whatever you want to call them, just a tool to get things done. Same as armies, same as communism, same as fascism. But you couldn't have a fascist government going in and doing, I don't know, intricate money organization. But you can with the Jews. Jews can get in there and go, right, okay, we're making money out of that, make money out of that, make money out of that. And that's what they do. That's what they did. That's all it was. I love Jews, by the way. So, you know. Yeah. That brings on to Nazi Zionism and fucking the Holocaust, man, and things that we're not allowed to talk about unless you really got something invested in it. And I don't really have anything invested in it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I'll tell you what. The prisoners of war camps, which is supposedly holding 30,000 people, policed by 300, you know, guards. Well, I'm sorry, if I was part of a group that was 20,000 strong, I could quite easily like get them ready to go against the guards. I say, look, we're being killed systematically, being gassed, being this, that, and the other. Let's do this now because there's going to be kids born. And these young girls, there's probably a couple who are pregnant, so let's do this. And it will be done. So, we're living in a fantasy land. We are living in a fantasy land where there was a baddie in the middle of the last century, right in the middle of the last century. That's Andy. You know, not like the last one, the one just before. You know, right in the middle of the last century. So, 1939, 1933, Hitler, man of the year. Boom. That's there taking over, but his systems make sense. People are getting on board. People are getting more opulence from him. So what? Why go against him? Oh no! You've got to go against him. Why? The Jewish bankers. So there's your false opposition straight away. So you see, World War II was built up in the same way that most things are built up. They're built up to the point where you've got to believe in one or the other. Nope. I'm at the point now where I really do not believe in anything. I don't care about anything. I've never really paid attention to anything now, but looking back over it, I'm getting to the point where you can't really recall any of these places or these battles or history or decisions as to mean anything. Once you know that history is controlled by media, by common consensus, by everything. I don't know. Like I say, I'm just on a Discord psychology. one for a chat. No one's popped in. Yeah. Anyway, that's probably me, and I'm probably done now. Please don't put this out, mate, because it's not really worth it. I just want to chat live if anyone was talking. Don't worry. Yeah, thank you for everybody. I know.
This is Just Saying Dude, and I am speaking to you from New Zealand, and I'm telling you that if you want to get the real oil, you need to listen to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.